You might have had a need a long time. Isn't it time to get rid of that need? You say, I don't know what to do. Reach out to the unchanging and never failing hand of the God of heaven. Oh, my.
While you're standing now, I'm sorry, some of you have just sat back down. I was trying to save you just a little, and I won't hold you long.
Sometimes I hate to preach after the way the Lord has moved in the service, but I feel that I need to leave you with a little something, because God has spoken to my heart, and I will tell you what I feel like the Lord told me. Tell them what I'm about to tell you, because somebody needs to hear what I'm about to say to you. And I will share it. I will share it in just a moment. But let me ask you this. I won't ask for a show of hands, but have you ever felt like whatever you were doing, that all of a sudden you felt like, I need to stop and pray right now? Sometimes it's almost like, now, pray now. What I want to preach about for just a very few minutes, I want to preach about blessed by association. If you don't remember anything that I said this morning or anything else I say tonight, listen to me carefully and please remember this. Don't ever let the devil tell you and convince you that your prayer is not important and that it doesn't go anywhere. There are people in this congregation right here tonight that you're here because somebody that you were connected with prayed for you and they touched God, and God reached out through their prayers. And because you were associated with them, which simply means connected, God in heaven, God reached out. You may be praying for somebody now, have been praying a long time, and the devil's telling you it ain't doing no good. The devil is a liar. Your prayer is doing some good. Pray again. Pray again. Pray again. Just want to read two scriptures. First one, 2 Samuel chapter 6, beginning verse number 9. And David was afraid of the Lord that day and said, how shall the ark of the Lord come to me? So David would not remove the ark of the Lord unto him in the city of David. But David carried it aside unto the house of Obed-Edom the Gittite. And the ark of the Lord continued in the house of Obed-Edom the Gittite 3 months. And the Lord blessed Obed-Edom and all his household. And it was told King David, saying, the Lord hath blessed the house of Obed-Edom and all that pertaineth unto him because of the ark of God. So David went and brought up the ark of God from the house of Obed-Edom into the city of David with gladness. I'm jumping all the way over to the book of Mark now. And I want to read just a little bit, and I've never thought much about this until not long ago God began to deal with me about it. I mentioned it to Brother Green, and he said, I've never even thought of that. Let me read it. Mark chapter 4, verse 35. And the same day when the evening was come, he saith unto them, let us pass over unto the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him, even as he was in the ship, and there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. Now this is the big ship. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow, and they awake him and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith. Lord, I love you so very much, and I thank you for where I'm standing behind this sacred desk. Would you, Lord, once again anoint the lips of your servant, and let it be not me, but Lord, would you speak to this precious people, I pray. Lift them up, encourage them, saturate them, Lord, with a new feeling, Lord, of faith, that my prayer is reaching where it needs to reach. For this I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless the reading of the ministry of word. You may be seated. And I will not, with the Lord's help, hold you a long time. I mentioned I want to preach to you or talk to you for just a few moments. Blessed by association. Now, normally when you think of an association, you think of a group of people that's come together for a common cause, and that is true. That is what it is. But association also means you are connected to something or someone. You are connected or you are associated with your pastor and with your brothers and sisters in the church. But that's not the ones that I want to mention tonight. Somehow I feel that I need to touch you and encourage you that sinner, that backslider, that prodigal son, that's out yonder, and they'll tell you in a heartbeat, I don't want to hear it. And they may not, but they cannot get away from your prayers. You say it ain't doing any good. You cannot see what God is doing through your prayers when they don't let you know it. You know, the devil, I've often said, you can outrun maybe a highway patrol. You might outrun him, but you can't outrun those radio waves. And you may get away from me. I've had people tell me, I don't want to hear it. You may not want to hear it, but sir and ma'am, you can't get away from my prayers. You may not have to listen to me or pastor, but I want to tell you, when we pray and God sends a ministry spirit, and you wake up in the night and God tells you like he did one young man, it's now or never. I want to tell you, they are blessed because they are associated with you. Some of you are here under the sound of my voice, I'll guarantee you. Not because you really wanted to come and get right with God, but somebody touched the hem of the garment of God, and a ministering spirit got a hold of you. I had a man in my church years ago, and God got a hold of him while he was on the dance floor dancing with another man's wife. You say that's awful? No, it's great. He was doing something he had no business doing, and he could get away from the church, but he couldn't get away from prayer. Oh, my Obed-Edom. You know, that's the only thing, to my knowledge, we've got in the Bible about him. And what had happened, David and some of the men had started to take the ark back to David's house. And I forget the man's name, but the oxen, I don't know what happened, but it shook and on the cart, and he reached up to steady it, and it made God so angry that he killed the man on the spot. And David said, well, I'm afraid to do anything with it. So they just moved it over and put it in Obed-Edom's house. But let me tell you something, what the deal was. Now, it didn't tell us that Obed-Edom was a man of God, but it says the ark was there, and the ark was a connection to God. Can I tell you, if you've got a sinner that lives in your house, and you're a child of God, that sinner is going to be blessed simply because they are blessed because they are associated with you. That's Bible, folks. That's Bible. It's amazing. I don't know who touch God for me, but I had no intention of going to church and getting right with God. The night that I hit the altar, I was just been married barely a year. My wife didn't know anything about, they didn't go to church or anything. And so I was a backslider. I hated to say anything about it. But we went to church one Sunday night. And I think I can say that was about the farthest thing from my mind is getting in church. I had no plans to do that. Of course, I had no plans to get married 6 months before I married either. Boy, well, I tell you what, one little bright-eyed young lady can change everything. And one prayer from a good saint of God can also change everything. And that night, we went to church, and I sat by my brother and I. You know, backsliders, they get kind of hard-headed and hard-hearted and ugly. And I told my brother I had won him to the Lord, and then I backslid. I said, I don't want nobody begging me to go to the altar. And he just sat there, and he didn't even ask me to go to the altar. I was sorry for what I had said. But God got a hold of a woman, my cousin, who was a shy lady. Way up here at the front, we were sitting back. And God got a hold of her at the ladies' altar. And she had her eyes closed, and she got up. She could scream louder than almost anybody I've ever heard. And she came down the aisle screaming and speaking in tongues and stopped at the end of my pew. Lord, you say prayer don't do any good? Tell that to somebody else. You're looking at somebody. I was blessed because I was associated with people in that church. I'm here tonight because I'm still blessed by association. And my wife didn't know nothing about it. And I thought, my Lord, if I get up and go to that altar, she's going to divorce me. Instead, she elbowed me and said, if you want to go, go ahead. And I went. And I was at the altar. I was trying to pray. And I was worried about what she's going to think. My Lord, my marriage is over. And the pastor's wife came over and knelt down and whispered in my ear. She said, Marlo, your little wife's over there pouring her heart out to God. That's all I needed. In about 5 more minutes, I had the Holy Ghost. And we've been in church ever since. Let me tell you something. You are blessed by association. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, don't you let the devil lie. Don't let him discourage you. Pray again. Listen to me. If the devil's trying to get you to quit praying, it's almost a sure sign they're doing some good. Oh, my. And as they say, the rest is history. That's been about 65 years ago. We'll be in January. And so we're still here. But you know what? I've been on the receiving end a lot of those prayers that I was blessed because I was associated with somebody that was praying for me. When I was down, you say, have you been down? Yeah, you have too, if you're honest. We don't always feel like swinging from the chandeliers. We don't always feel like running around the church. You know what happens when we don't feel like that? We go to church. You know what happens when you don't want to pray? We pray. You know what happens when you think the preacher didn't preach very good today? Go back and hear him again. When you don't know what to do, do what you know to do. You know you need to pray. You know you need to go to church. You know you need to hear pastor. Do what you know to do. Go back again. And the next time, you may feel like running around the church or swinging from the chandeliers. It works that way. And so Obed-Edom, somebody came to David, said, David, that guy is getting blessed. Now, what was he doing? Nothing to my knowledge. It's amazing what the presence of God will do. My old pastor years ago used to say, your cat and your dog can tell when you get the Holy Ghost. You know, I think I mentioned this once, but well, not too awful long ago. But there's a man in Brother Richard Goodwin's church, Brother Wesley. And I've never known him when he wasn't in the church. But he told my wife, he said, I was a drug dealer, a bad one. I just never got caught. But when he prayed through, he went to work the same job around the same people the next morning. And he said at 10 o'clock, somebody that he worked with, had been working with, came over to him and said, who are you? And he said, I'm Wesley. And they said, no, you're not. He said, I'm Wesley. And he said, you are not Wesley because you haven't tried to kick anybody and cussed anybody. No, you ain't him. I don't know who you are, but you ain't the Wesley that I know. And we are not the one we used to be. I'm not the mayor you used to know. But you see, while they're out peddling their drugs, somebody that they're associated with or connect with, they're praying. And a lady, an elderly lady in my church years ago, and she came to me and my wife one day and said, Brother Schubert, would you baptize me? And I thought, would I baptize you? And I asked, I said, yeah, if that's what you want. He said, Brother Schubert, I've got a problem. I've had it for years, but nobody knows it. But while no person knew it, God did. And she did. And what that precious lady, she was the epitome of what you would think a Christian. Faithful to that church, worked in that church, did everything she could. But she said, I've had a habit of smoking and I've never been able to quit. I said, I will baptize you. But you know what happened? Nobody knew it, but people were praying for her. And because people were praying, God delivered her. You don't know what's going on in somebody's life now. You might wonder, God, why have you laid them on my heart? Let me tell you, there is no secret from God. And they may never let you know it, and you may never know it, but God knows it. And that's all that's needed. You pray, and God will do the work. Blessed by association. You see, now if you smoke, it's not only bad, it's expensive. I mentioned smoking so many cartons a week, and I'm thinking, $5 a pack? That's $50. So God delivered her from her habit. I baptized her and preached her funeral. But you know what the difference was? Nobody knew that. I would not let anybody know that. Because that was between me and her and God. But we prayed and other people was praying for that dear lady. And because somebody prayed and she was connected to them, God heard their prayer and God delivered her. Let me tell you, God can heal the same way. Your loved one may be sick in bed while I speak, but I'm telling you, pray and God can heal from a distance. These other, let me hurry. these other little ships. Not another word to my knowledge in the Bible about them. The Bible just says there were other little ships with him. But the same storm got the big ship. Where were the little ships? Now, when I was going overseas in the USS Barrett to Korea, we got in a storm, a bad one. And the deck was off limits because it would have washed us overboard. 40-foot waves going over the deck. When we went to bed in the cot that we had to strap ourselves in or it would literally throw you out of the bed. We had a strap that went across our thighs and one that went across our chest to hold us in the bunk. And that great huge ship, 634 feet long, it would come up like this and just go down. And come up like this and just go down. You said, listen, I'm glad I was connected to somebody that remembered to put a strap on there. Which would you rather be in, a little ship or a big ship in a major storm? We was in a big ship. The Bible doesn't tell us what happened to these little ships. But let me tell you, when the Lord calmed the storm, the little ship benefited also. They got blessed because they was with the big ship. You may be a real strong saint of God, but there's some little ships in the church that needs your prayers. They're weak. They may be new. They don't understand. They don't know. Pray for them. You're connected to them, and they may be in a storm. You're the big ship. Help them out because you are associated with them. It would be foolish of me to expect a brand new convert to be as strong as I am, or as strong as I should be. But you know what? You know, a new convert is like a newborn baby. That's what they are, basically, spiritually. And a newborn baby can't help theirself. And a newborn Christian, a lot of times, they don't understand the wiles and the ways of the enemy. And if the devil can get them before they get established, he's going to try to do it.
Yes, he will.
But hold them up in your prayers. You're connected to them. You're associated with them. And they will be blessed because of being associated with you.
Yes.
You know, people are funny. Why don't we laugh more often? But people are funny. I heard about a church, and that had a bunch of young people in it. They were singing those songs in the songbook. We don't like those songs. We just don't like them. So they put them up on the screen. Hey, those are good songs. You know, there's a lot goes on up here that ain't all good. But that's a lot of times that's new saints thinking that way. I love those old hymnals. But one of the prettiest choruses I've ever heard is the one that you sang a while ago. All of my life, you've been so, so good. You've been faithful. When I wasn't faithful, he was. And all of my life, Lord, if I can tell it, I'm going to tell of the goodness of God. Oh, he's been so good. He has been so good. He has been so good to me. My Lord and my God, you've been faithful, Lord. When I was falling by the wayside, you were there. You were still faithful. You still blessed me, God, when I didn't deserve it. When I was not even trying, God, you were still there. You were still faithful. And faithful saints of God were praying for me. Blessed by association. I don't know, and to my knowledge, that's the only time they're even mentioned in the Bible. But what about those other little ships? You know, we were new converts at one time. I told Sister Hubert, I said, you know, a lot of young people think them old people ought to just get out of the way. Well, you just hang around long enough and you're going to get in the way too. When Brother Ron Macy got that church, Royal Wood, one of the dear ladies told him, said, well, I was hoping we'd get somebody older, a more mature preacher. He said, stick with me and you'll have one. They did, and he is. He's been there about 30-something years, maybe, what, 40? A long time. So they've got an older preacher now. Look at that new saint. I don't like the way they act. I don't like the way they look. Hang on, they're going to mature. What can I do? Pray for them. Be an example to them, better yet. Let them see you worship God. Let them see you don't ever miss church. Oh, I done started meddling now. I better quit. Show them what you're supposed to do. I heard one young preacher one time say to us older, but I wasn't older when then, but I wasn't the one that said it. He said, brethren, tell us what to do and show us what to do and we'll do it. Show them what it's like to be a mature saint, because you are their mentor. Let me tell you, it's hard for me to even get it through my head that I'm a mentor, but yet I know I am. And I pray, God, let me be an asset, never a liability, but an asset. Let me be a stepping stone, never a stumbling block. So, if I want the preacher to get, you people to get with me, then I'm going to get with the preacher when he's preaching. I tell you what, if I might have mentioned this before. I don't know. I mentioned it somewhere. I don't remember where it was. There are two ways to get rid of a preacher. Well, three ways, really. One, you can vote him out. Or two, you can just holler, amen him to death, and he'll kill himself preaching. Either way, you get a new preacher. So let me suggest you just amen him and jump up and down every once in a while and say, boy, that's good. And you know what? There is no bad messages. Our delivery may not be worth a flip, but the message is good. Because if it's Bible, it's going to be good. I don't mind you knowing I'm just a delivery boy. And sometimes when I throw the paper, I miss the porch. And I think sometimes the dog gets it. But the message is good. But let me tell you something. Please remember what I'm going to say, and I'm saying it again. I know that. I'm not totally senile yet. I know I've already said it. But your prayers are not going unheard. The devil will come around and say it ain't doing a bit of good. You cannot see what God's doing out of your sight. I prayed it. My pastor told me after I got in church that he would pray it. When he wasn't in the church, God, please don't let me die tonight. He would finish it up. He said, I knew if I died, I'd be in hell before my toes got cold. I have prayed when I was out of the church, God, please don't let me die. And mark my words, you may never know it, but there's somebody out there that tonight is going to pray that prayer. God, please don't let me die. Pray for him again. Pray for him again. You say, well, I haven't seen any results. Well, you never know. Some of you know Jimmy Armstrong. Jimmy Armstrong was best friends with Mike Henson. Mike Henson used to take a cooler of beer when they'd go fishing. Jimmy Armstrong would invite him to church. He wouldn't go. But Jimmy Armstrong was going to sing one day, and Mike Henson, we pastored in center. Mike Henson came to hear Jimmy sing. He didn't come to get in the church. He didn't come to quit drinking. He came to hear Jimmy sing. But let me tell you, if you ever get him in the door, God can take over from there. And Mike Henson walked in the door, and God took over and said, let me have it now. And Mike Henson is in the church today, some 35 years later, because somebody that he was connected with refused to give up and kept praying and inviting. And here's what Jimmy Armstrong said after Mike got in the church. You may feel like this. He said, I never dreamed that I'd ever see you in church. But he kept inviting. And he kept praying. If you look at them and say, there ain't no way. I preached a message at a dedication or at an anniversary of a church. My message was this. From there ain't no way to the finished product. The building I was preaching in, it's a big, beautiful building, big church, about 400 people in it. But when they went there to build a church, the devil said, there ain't no way. The devil's telling you tonight, there ain't no way. You ain't going to get him in church. Yes, you are. You may not get him in church. You get him in the doors, and God will get him in the church. Let's stand and let's love the Lord right now.
Come on, let's praise the Lord tonight in this sanctuary. Come on, let's crown the Lord with praise in this place. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. You ought to thank God for the mighty blessings tonight of the word.
Till the answer comes, you got to keep praying. Keep praying. You got to keep praying. Till the answer comes, you got to keep praying. Keep praying till the answer comes. Till the answer comes, you got to keep praying. Keep praying. You got to keep praying. Till the answer comes, you got to keep praying. Keep praying till the answer comes. Friend, don't turn away from the door. You've got to knock again until you've been let in. Sometimes it only takes once more. Till the answer comes, you gotta keep praying. Keep praying. You gotta keep praying. Till the answer comes, you gotta keep praying. Keep praying till the answer comes.
Come on, this is somebody's message tonight.
Answer comes, you gotta keep praying, keep praying, keep praying till the answer comes. You gotta keep praying till the answer comes. If you knock one time and there's no answer, friend, don't turn away from the door. You've got to knock again until you've been let in. Sometimes it only takes once more. Till the answer comes, you gotta keep praying. Keep praying. Gotta keep praying. Till the answer comes, you gotta keep praying. Keep praying till the answer comes. Sometimes you might be on your knees for hours before the light comes breaking through the door. Truly believe in God's power can breathe life into your troubled heart. Till the answer comes, you gotta keep praying. praying, keep praying, gotta keep praying till the answer comes. You gotta keep praying, keep praying till the answer comes. Sometimes you might be on your knees for hours before the light comes breaking through the dawn. But if you truly believe in God's power, can breathe life into your troubled heart till the answer comes. You gotta keep praying, keep praying, gotta keep praying till the answer comes. You gotta keep praying, keep praying till the answer comes. Till the answer comes, you gotta keep praying, keep praying. Keep praying till the answer comes. Till the answer comes, you gotta keep praying. Keep praying, gotta keep praying. Till the answer comes, you gotta keep praying. Keep praying till the answer comes. If you knock one time and there's no answer, friend, don't turn away from the door. You've got to knock again until you've been let in. Sometimes it only takes once more. Till the answer comes, you gotta keep praying. Keep praying, you gotta keep praying. Till the answer comes, you gotta keep praying. Keep praying till the answer comes. Till the answer comes, you gotta keep praying. Praying, gotta keep praying till the answer comes. You gotta keep praying till the answer comes.
Would you give the Lord a hand of praise tonight? Amen. What a day we've had today in the house of the Lord. Amen. Blessed by association. Amen. I want God's blessing on my life. We're so grateful tonight for the blessings of God. Amen. Our guests, we're so honored that you're with us this evening. Amen. We're blessed, 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 blessed by the Almighty King. Amen. We're thankful for your prayers. We're thankful for the goodness of the Lord. Amen. Remember your church family in prayer. Brother Riley really needs our encouragement and prayers. Amen. It would be okay if somebody just cook him a meal and Sister Riley and bring it by their place. Let them know before you come in. Amen. We want you to keep remembering Brother and Sister Martin and pray Brother Martin needs the Lord's touch in his body. Keep remembering Sister Tamara. God would touch and minister. Other saints of the Lord, I want you to pray and lift him up also. Amen. Sister Sherry's mother, we want to keep lifting her. That God would undertake and minister. Amen. Please keep praying for Pastor Martinez and Lufkin. God would touch he, his church as well. God would just minister there. And we're so blessed, so blessed. Amen. So blessed tonight. Amen. For the riches of God's kingdom. Amen. Thank you again, church, for being here tonight. Thank you for your love for God. Amen. We want to grow in Jesus Christ, young people. Remember, Friday night is youth night. Amen. We're thankful for the blessings of the King of Kings. Amen. God bless you. Let's grow to heaven, how? You're dismissed. Shake a few hands before you go. Amen. God bless you.